Roger DeCoster, USA. Not the day you wanted to have again. Feels like we're talking, you and I, lately too much about this. But, I mean, some good individual performances, but just some mistakes that couldn't be overcome.
Yeah, you know, it's three years in a row now that we struggle. You know, there's many, you know, many things you can think about. But one thing is the French wrote awesome today, mm-hmm. and you know, I cannot come up with excuses and say we did not win because this or because that. They were the best team today, yeah. and they deserved the win.
Yeah, they didn't make really any mistakes. Like nobody had any issues with them.
Mistakes, yeah. Good stats all day long, and you know, we got in all kinds of trouble. And Jeremy crashed in the qualifying yesterday, and then. Eli, they crashed in both motors, yeah. And then Ryan crashed in his second moto, and you know that was just too much. And but there's so much pressure on our guys also, you know, at this event, and we have such a big entourage, and I think we need to look a little bit at the fact that we have. I feel that we have too many people talking and too many opinions and too many experts talking to the riders and trying to tell them what they should be doing. And I think these guys are too good to keep being told all day long, you know, you need to go win, you need... These guys, if they're going to come here, they want to win, you know, and we need to... back off a little bit, I feel, on and let them do their job and trust that they're going to do as good as they can do. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's hard to come here on tracks where the Europeans ride GPs every year, yeah. And they know the tracks evolve, they know, you know, they're used to the weather, they're used to a lot of things, and it's not easy to come and we basically, there's a target on our back also, like the goal from every European country is to beat America.
Yeah.
You know, and they will be willing to help each other to beat us, yeah. You know. And so...
Yeah, I mean, I see other media members from other countries kind of get happy when somebody from another country just gets by an American, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. And we also got spoiled, you know, in our best years, where there's years that we won very easily and and that our riders were so dominant. But now the level is more even, and the equipment is very even, and you know, it's tough.
Yeah, like we almost need to educate our fans, the people on my Twitter, people who email me, that hey, these guys are good, and it could go either way, because they still don't realize that, a lot of fans. They still remember the heydays of America just kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah, there was a time that I think because of Supercross, our technique evolved quicker than the rest of the other countries, and we benefited from that. But now they have had time to catch up, and like you say, you know, it's very even. There's a lot of information out there, a lot of exchange of, you know, all our teams. We connected worldwide, and
sure.
We basically, they know what we run, we know what they run, and they used to, they only ride outdoors, basically. So our riders' technique and bike setup is influenced by Supercross. So when we come to outdoors, of course we change, but we don't go all the way because the way they develop their riding and riding technique and all that, what they're used to, they're not comfortable with maybe the ideal setting that would work on this kind of track.
Right.
And so there's a little bit of that. But, you know, on the other end, you have to look also that on a bad day, for us, we're still on the podium, you know. We still managed to come back on the podium from way behind. And if you look at our consistency over the last, you know, since we have been...
Yeah.
Since the last 30 years.
Since 1981 or whatever.
We're always fighting for the podium, and we seldom don't end up on the podium. We really, even with all the problems we had today, we still managed to come back and make the podium, you know.
Let's talk about Jeremy Martin real quick. Broken toes, broken foot probably, a bad crash. I thought he really gutted it out. I mean, he didn't get the great finishes, but he did well.
I think he did awesome considering what he, you know, his injury. It's amazing that he was able to ride. And you know, we did not want to sacrifice a start position for the 450, so we put him on the outside, which on this track was a big handicap on the 250, and especially on the 250. And you know, he did not whine, did not complain about his pain, his injury, and all that. And he showed a lot of toughness.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much. Thanks for your work from getting this. And yeah, we got to calm everybody down and realize that this race can go either way these days.
You know, I want to win as much as anybody, and everybody on our team is the same, thinks the same, feels the same as me, and they work hard for this. The mechanics, the crew, the people that support us in Europe, you know, we to make an event like this happen, you know, it takes a lot of work, and I want to thank Alpine Stars, Red Bull for taking care of all our crew.
Right.
And everybody else that helps us here.
Okay. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.